This is a National Museum of Australia recording. For more information, visit nma.gov.au/audio.
Okay, welcome to the National Museum of Australia on what is a rainy autumn Friday. So thank you all for coming out.
欢迎大家来到澳洲国家博物馆。然后今天呢，早上稍微有点下雨，所以谢谢大家今天能够过来。
We thank those that are here today from near and from far.
谢谢今天能够不管是近处还是远道而来的朋友，都向大家表示欢迎。
My name is Sarah Ozelins, and I'm head of international and domestic engagements here at the National Museum of Australia.
我的名字呢叫做 Sarah Ozelin， 我是在澳洲国家博物馆负责澳洲国内国外的文化交流沟通工作的。
As is custom in Australia, I would like to acknowledge the Ngunnawal, Ngunnawal, and Ngambri people, who are the traditional custodians on the land on which we are meeting today.
那作为澳洲的这个文化传统的一部分呢，首先要曾经向这片土地上生活过的 Ngunnawal、Ngunnawal 还有 Ngambri 的这些原住民部落表示我们的追怀和缅怀。
And I pay respect to their elders, past and present, and extend this respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in attendance today.
尊敬在这片土地上生活过的原住民的祖先，并且呢，向今天到这儿的这个原住民和托雷斯海峡的岛民表示欢迎。
It is our pleasure to have a long-standing, successful partnership with the National Museum of China.
那我们博物馆和中国国家博物馆一直以来非常有幸维持着一种合作伙伴的关系。
I'm pleased to see many of our colleagues from Beijing here today, and indeed Mr. Yang and members of the team from the Chinese Embassy. So thank you for your support in being here today.
然后呢，非常高兴能够看到能从北京过来的一些同事，同样也呢欢迎严先生代表中国大使馆前来参加活动。
Today we have visiting curator Dr. Yang Zheng, and she shares valuable insights into Emperor Qianlong's Southern Inspection Tour Scroll.
那今天呢，我们要欢迎这个国家博物馆前来拜访的这个工作人员郑燕教授，今天呢来跟大家讲一讲乾隆南巡图的相关细节。
This prominent work from the exhibition, The Historical Expressions of Chinese Art, Calligraphy and Painting from the National Museum of China, reveals much about life in Qing Dynasty China. The lecture will be conducted in Chinese and translated by our live interpreter.
那这件精品展品呢，同其他的表现清朝生活的、表现历史纪实的这个绘画还有书法作品一同，将会在我们博物馆今日展出。那今天的这个讲座呢，会以中文进行，然后会有口译员为大家同时翻译。
Dr. Zheng is the Associate Research Fellow in the Exhibition Planning and Artwork Department at the National Museum of China.
那郑燕教授呢，在中国国家博物馆是负责这个展览设计和展品展出的工作。
She holds a PhD in Fine Arts from the Central Academy of Fine Arts in Beijing.
她是从中央美术学院以这个修艺术史的博士学位毕业的。
And in her academic research, she participated in the study of ancient Chinese paintings in the National Museum.
那在他的这个学术成就里呢，他参与了在国家博物馆所进行的古代绘画的相关的学术研究。
Her research interests include court paintings in the Qing Dynasty, women's paintings, and museum exhibition planning.
那他的这个专业领域包括清朝的宫廷绘画，女子的这个女士仕女图的绘画，还有另外就是怎样设计博物馆展览与展出。
So please welcome Dr. Zheng to the stage.
然后下面欢迎郑燕教授上台，谢谢。
谢谢大家。我今天给大家带来的一个分享的题目是以图正史，乾隆南巡图与中国纪实绘画传统。
Thank you so much, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about Observing History from the Paintings, Emperor Qianlong's Southern Inspection Tour Scroll, and the Tradition of Chinese Documentary Art.
乾隆南巡图呢，是一件绘制于18世纪中期的中国传统的卷轴画。顾名思义呢，表现的是乾隆皇帝对中国南部各省的巡幸。在古代中国，巡幸被看作是天子身份的象征，也是皇帝体恤民情的重要仪式之一。那么对于不熟悉中国历史和中国艺术的澳洲观众来说呢，乾隆南巡图长卷它是一种完全陌生的艺术主题和艺术形式。 我希望通过今天的讲座，让大家对这件作品以及中国的传统卷轴画有一定的兴趣和了解。
So, Emperor Qianlong's Southern Inspection Tour Scroll is a Chinese traditional scroll painting painted in the middle of 18th century. Just like its name, it's about Emperor Qianlong pays his inspection to the different provinces in southern China. So in ancient China, doing inspection tour is considered as the symbol of the emperor's identity as the god's son, and also showing the sympathy and care from the emperor to the common people. So for the Australian audience who are not familiar with Chinese history or Chinese art, the scroll of this inspection tour could be an entirely unfamiliar art subject and art form. Therefore, today, I hope through today's lecture, everyone can have a better understanding and interest to this work, as well as Chinese traditional scroll painting.
现在大家看到的呢，是现藏于中国国家博物馆的纸本乾隆南巡图第一卷《启壁经师》，它是十二卷之一，描绘的是皇帝的仪仗队伍从京师的正阳门出发，行至良相的全部场景。画心呢，高68.6厘米，长呢19.88米，将近20米。下面呢，我将带大家快速的浏览一下这幅长卷。长卷预设的观赏顺序呢，是从右到左，这是中国画的顺序。每次打开一臂距离的画面，我在 PPT 中呢，模仿了一段一段打开的长卷的画面。
So right now on the slide.It's the first panel of Emperor Qianlong's southern inspection. So the name is Embarking the Journey from the Capital City. It's one of the 12 panels. It's about the fellowship of the emperor started the journey from Zhengyang Gate in Peking and to Liangxiang. The length of the whole scroll is 68.6 centimeters. And it's long about 20 meters, almost 20 meters. So now I'm going to explain to you how to appreciate Chinese scroll painting. So what you will do is you will use both hands to appreciate the painting. So you will turn the page from right to the left, and then in that way you can have a whole look of the painting.
大家看到的这个是在画面右上角十分显著的，是乾隆皇帝成为太上皇以后使用的三方非常著名的印章，经常出现在清代的宫廷收藏中。第一个是五福五代堂古稀天子宝，那么第二个是八珍茂念之宝，第三个是太上皇帝之宝。我有做一个简单的英文的解释，让他们理解这个印章的意思。
So on the right corner of this painting, you can see several really famous seals collected by Emperor Qianlong after he became the father of the emperor. So, and Doctor has provided some English explanations of what each seal means in the painting.
这三方印章呢，加盖了这三方印章说明呢，他成为太上皇以后还是很喜欢这件作品，曾经打开欣赏过。那么接下来呢，在画面的印章的旁边这一组书法呢，它其实是皇帝的诗歌，是皇帝在南巡中题写的诗歌，然后由当时的大臣梁国志这个抄写了皇帝的诗歌。
So the three seals stamped on the right corner of the painting was actually stamped on after Emperor Qianlong became the father of the next emperor. And he still really loved this work and still appreciated this work after stopped being the emperor. And besides the stamps, you can see a calligraphy work just next to the stamps. It's actually a poem written by Emperor Qianlong during his southern inspection tour. So it was written on the scroll by one of his ministry called Liang Tongzhi.
梁国志、
yeah.
在这里大家已经看见从正阳门出来的皇帝的仪仗，那么接下来这个是正阳门，这个建筑就是正阳门，它是
So this picture is just Zhengyang Gate where the emperor embarked his journey to southern inspection.
然后这个是这个图里头到现在就是还保存的， 它是后面的这个建筑，因为前面的这个箭楼现在因为公路已经把它切成了两半，因为修路，但是这个图是现在后面的建筑，两个建筑都保存，这个是现在的图的是后面的这个。
So the Zhengyang Gate is still preserved till today, but because of the construction of the highway, so it actually being cut into half. So the half in the back of the picture is actually the ancient Zhengyang Gate preserved until today.
好，我们就沿着皇帝的这个仪仗的队伍向前行进，在这个图里面就是出现的是他的这个宫廷的这些女眷。最前面的这个十六人的大轿里抬的就是太后，因为乾隆南巡的一个最重要的理由是为了庆祝母亲的60岁生日。后面的这些车子里面呢，就有皇后，还有其他的嫔妃。
So we follow the fellowship led by the Emperor Qianlong. So we can say a big thing carried by 16 people. In that seat, the 16. Sit the concubines of Emperor Qianlong, and one very important person sitting there is actually his mother, who is called Empress Dowager. So one of the most important reasons to have the Southern Inspection Tour is because they want to celebrate the Empress Dowager's 60th birthday. So, and also besides his mother, he also brings his principal wife, his empress, and other concubines.
大家也可以看到这个街两边都是当时京师的繁华景象。
And also along two sides of the street, you can see a very splendid street sign during the Qing Dynasty.
好，我们继续向前走，大家发现到这里人突然多起来，好多的那个就等于禁卫军吧，他们的这些皇帝的贴身的卫士在这里多起来了。
And we keep moving, and you can realize,There are more people on this painting. They are actually the soldiers working to protect the emperor, working for the Forbidden City.
这个是清代的广宁门，现在已经不存了。然后皇帝呢，大家很关注，乾隆皇帝在这里出现了，在广宁门外，在仪仗的簇拥下。
The last slide is about a Guangling Gate in Qing Dynasty. And on this painting, Emperor finally made his own appearance. So outside of Guangling Gate, you can find Emperor here.
大家可能会发现，这些仪仗呢，其实它是有队形的。然后不仅如此呢，就是在下面的仪仗里面还出现了像，还有其他的一些华盖，都有自己的名字。然后接着往后呢，这些华盖，然后还有都有具体名字，还有一些扇子，都是一些礼仪功能的用具。这种形式呢，就是说古代皇帝出行是有一个特别重要的形式。清代呢，按照功能分为大驾卢步、法驾卢步、銮驾卢步和骑驾卢步。这里展现的是京师皇帝出行的时候，京师官员百姓送行的时候使用的是銮驾卢步。如果他行至江南的时候，其实用的是行驾卢步，都是有不同的队形、不同的阵势，使用不同的物品。就像最重要的大驾卢步，他要使用的物品，就各种配件，可能达到800多件。
So you may say, like in those paintings, those fellowship are kind of aligned in certain forms or certain patterns. And you may also see elephants and other fancy covers of big fans in the paintings. They actually all have different names because all of them are part of the ceremony, performing the ceremony function.So in ancient China, during Qing Dynasty, we have different patterns for carrying out different ceremony functions, four categories, 大驾、法驾、銮驾 and 骑驾. So for this one, like when people sending off the emperor to do the Southern inspection, they are using 銮驾 ceremony pattern. So you can see the team alignment, the thing they are using are all different with different names.And for the most important patterns in those four categories, the 大驾 ceremony pattern, sometimes the items and the ceremony things used in this pattern can be more than 800.
这个是继续行进到了郊区的北京郊区的卢沟桥，也是现在还现存的非常有名的一个燕京八景之一吧，卢沟晓月。
And now they are following the fellowship. They are in Lugou Bridge in the suburb of Peking City. Lugou Bridge is actually a very famous scenery in China. And we have 8 sceneries. And one of them is the moon during the during the dusk in over the Lugou Bridge. It's very famous.
这个长卷即将结束了，大家，好，这就是结束了。
So this is the end of the panel one, the first panel.
最后有一个徐阳的一个签名，就是画家徐阳的签名。
And in the end, we can find the signature from the painter 徐阳 is at this corner.
在浏览了《乾隆南巡图》之后。大家是否会感觉到长卷这种形式呢，在描绘广阔空间场景方面有非常先天的优势？是否会令你们联想到某种你们所熟悉的艺术形式呢？我个人有一个不太成熟的，这个不是一个学术的观点。我设想，以西方文化艺术背景的观众首次见到20米长的《乾隆南巡图》长卷的时候，结合画面的叙述情节，你们可能会联想到的是电影胶片。两者在形式上有相似之处。
So after appreciating this scroll, we can see that the traditional scroll has a natural advantage to describe a wild and special scene. So does that actually remind you of some familiar art form? From my own very limited and not academic perspective, I suppose audience.With the background of Western art appreciation, when they say this long scroll is 20 meters, combining the plot, the stories told by the picture, they may think of movie films, because movie films and traditional scrolls, they share some similarities.
众所周知呢，电影发明于19世纪末，远远晚于呢，在10世纪左右，中国已经非常成熟的手卷。电影胶片的发明和形式是否受到了中国手卷的影响呢？或者说，人类对于空间叙述的渴望及其表达方式的内在逻辑是共通的呢？
And as we all know, the movie was invented in the end of 19th century. However, it's much later than the traditional scroll, which was invented in China about 10th century, and it's already in a very mature form during 10th century. So the event or the form of the movie films is inspired by Chinese traditional scroll, or should we say, human beings, they actually share the same desire to tell story in a big space, or they share the same internal logic to demonstrate those stories.
因此，我鼓励没有中国传统绘画欣赏经验的澳洲观众，也就是在座的各位，在首次接触到《南巡图》这样的作品时，可以把它想象成一部12集的18世纪中国宫廷纪实的纪录片。这部纪录片的拍摄手法呢，相对单一，全程采用的是长镜头的模式。
Therefore, I encourage Australian audience who may not have a background in Chinese traditional painting appreciation, everyone sitting here, may take an opportunity to imagine this painting as a Chinese ancient royal life documentary with 12 episodes, and it was made in 18th century. This documentary was shooted in a relatively single approach, using full lens shoot the whole way. I encourage you to do that.
用绘画在横向空间展现空间叙述，并非中国人的独创。3000年前的古埃及的木史壁画呢，用的也是横向的叙事模式。2000年前的中国汉代画像石、画像砖也采用横向构图。图像的纪实功能是先于审美功能产生的。横向观看图像的方式呢，类似占电影的长镜头视角。这种视角的图像呢，以中国的毛笔配合绢或者纸加以表现的形式固定下来呢，这种艺术形式就是你们所看到的手卷。
So painting in a horizontal space to tell the story is not an exclusive creation by Chinese people. Actually, 3,000 years ago in ancient Egypt, when you see those mural paintings in tomb chambers, they also take the approach of a horizontal painting. And the same, 2,000 years ago, during Han Dynasty in China, those paintings on the stone or on the bricks also using the horizontal painting. So the documentary function of the painting is generated before its aesthetic function. If you appreciate the painting horizontally, it's more like watching a movie shoot in full-length shot in that perspective. So when picture shoot in this perspective is fixed using Chinese painting brush and Chinese silk, Chinese paper, in that way, that art form, we call it scroll.
早在公元十世纪左右的中国呢，手卷已经发展成为成熟的艺术形式。大家现在看到的是北宋张择端《清明上河图》的局部，也是一个众所周知的杰作，描绘的是十世纪中国首都开封的繁华景象。
So actually, in China, about 10th century, scroll has already developed into a very mature art form. Now, on the screen is a very, very famous painting painted by Zhang Zeduan in Beisong Dynasty. The name is Riverside Scene at Qingming Festival. It is a classic work on Chinese painting history. It's about Chinese capital city named Kaifeng at that time. It's splendid, this scenery.
手卷呢，它不同于壁画，观众的观察点可以在画面上随意跳动。在观看手卷时呢，画家在画面预设的方向指示性是非常明确的。观者通常需要将作品置于案上，双手执卷，然后从右向左缓缓打开。每次打开呢，是一臂左右的距离的画面。待欣赏完毕呢，左右手再配合。右手呢向左卷起看过的画面，左手再继续打开余下的画面。如此一来呢，观者的视角随着画面不断的移动，画家在创作的同时呢，也要采用同样移动的视角，即所谓的散点透视，从而产生了类似电影长镜头的效果。
So the scroll painting is very different from mirror painting, because the observing perspective of the audience can jump anywhere on the painting. So when appreciating the scroll, the painter has made it very clear of directing the audience where to look at. So the audience usually should put the work on the table, use both hands to hold the work. So from right to left, slowly open the painting.Every time, open it about one arm distance. So after appreciating that segment, still use both hands. Right hand to your left, roll up the scroll you already finished appreciating. And the left hand, continue to the left, open the rest of the painting. So appreciating in this way, the perspective of the audience is just jumping, following the direction of the painting.So when painter was actually creating the work, they also have to move their perspective. It's what we called a cavalier perspective. In that way, you can have the same effect, like using a full-length shot in a movie.
If I can move the edges, both edges, then they can go where I want. I can go backwards and forwards.The top represents the sky, maybe the bottom represents me. And it means you control the edges. And this makes it quite a different picture from that one or this one right here.
大家刚才看到的是美国艺术家大卫霍克尼在1988年拍摄的一个短片，他示范了就是刚才我所说的手卷正确的欣赏方式。他欣赏的呢，很巧就是藏于大都会第四卷的前，不是乾隆南巡图，是他的爷爷康熙南巡图的第四卷。那么，在这个短片里，他也讲了这个，焦点散点透视呢，与西方绘画焦点透视将视点固定于一点的观察方式是不同的。将手卷想象成纪录片而非摄影呢，是因为摄影采用的也是焦点透视，欣赏画面时缺乏流动性。欣赏中国的手卷呢，犹如观看精心拍摄的纪录片，观者可以跟随画家呢在画中旅行。
So on that slide, we can see an American artist called David Hockney. So that video was shot in 1988. In the video, he demonstrated how to correctly appreciate traditional scroll. So the one he was appreciating the work is actually the panel 4 of Emperor Kangxi's South Inspection Tour. Emperor Kangxi is the grandfather of Emperor Qianlong. So that work is now collected by Metropolitan Museum of Art in America. In that video, he also talked about the focus perspective in Western painting. So the focus perspective in Western painting focus the perspective in one point. So the cavalier is different from that. The cavalier actually imagines the scroll as a documentary instead of photography. That kind of because photography is using the approach of focus perspective. So when appreciating the painting, there is a lack of mobility or liquidity. So when you appreciate Chinese traditional painting scroll, it's like watching a really sophisticated made documentary. The audience are traveling in the painting, following the painter's perspective.
十世纪开创的这种长镜头的风俗纪实化的叙述风格呢，在十六世纪的中国得以复兴，以苏州画家仇英为代表，他在山水人物画方面都有很高的造诣，因此呢，对于这种大场面风俗画的这个把握呢，驾轻就熟。他不仅临摹了，大家看到的是他临摹的北宋的《清明上河图》。致敬经典，而且也创作了很多其他的作品，像《汉宫春晓》也是这种长卷类型，同样都是采用散点透视的长卷的形式，从左至右呢依次展开画面。
So the style of using full length shot to paint genre painting was actually created in the 10th century, but it received its renaissance in 16th.Century. One of the representatives is a painter called Qiu Ying from Suzhou. So he is really good at painting natural sceneries and portrait painting. Therefore, he is also very good at painting those kind of genre painting describing a big occasion. So not only he facilitated Riverside scene during Qingming Festival from Beisong to pay his tribute to the classics. He as well created a really famous painting called Spring Dawn in the Han Dynasty. So in those two paintings, the same, he was using the cavalier perspective to paint the traditional scroll from right to left using full-length shot to tell the story.
仇英的创作呢，成为同时代以及十七、十八世纪画家创作风俗题材或者纪实题材、大型叙事的绘画的时候的样本和参考。十八世纪的清代宫廷画院呢，不仅要求画家要大量复制《清明上河图》，而且在接到了《康熙南巡图》和《万寿盛典图》等重大这个题材的创作任务后呢，也同样选择了长卷形式加以全面展示皇家气象和太平盛世。
So Qiu Ying's work has become a symbol or reference for his the same generation or later on during 17th century or 18th century, those painters to create those genre paintings or paintings describing a big occasion. As well, in 18th century, the Royal Painting School in Forbidden City for the emperor, so they also require royal painters to duplicate Qingming, to duplicate Riverside scene during Qingming Festival in a large amount. And after Emperor Kangxi required those royal painters to create Emperor Kangxi's Southern Inspection Tour scroll and the Wanshou Grand Ceremony painting, those royal painters also took the approach of a traditional scroll because they believe only this art form can fully demonstrate those so-called royal phenomena or peaceful, glorious times.
清宫这些重大题材绘画作品的核心目的呢，是为了纪实，是以图正史的工具，因此呢，可以算作是古代的纪录片、纪实片。而我们知道，即使是标榜纪实性、客观性的纪录片，也有导演和摄影主观意识的编排、选择和取舍。
And those two works, the major purpose to create them is to document. So they are the tools to observe, to record the history by painting. Therefore, they can be the ancient documentaries. And we know even documentaries featuring documentary and the subjective characteristics, there are directors and the photographers, and based on their subjective mind or like mindset, there are other editings, choosings, and omitting something.
现在大家看到的呢是《康熙南巡图》的局部第六卷。《康熙南巡图》呢，从题目上大家可以感觉到它和《乾隆南巡图》之间存在着某种关系，起码我们可以确定的是主题类似，而实际上这两件作品确实有着密切的关联。
So this painting is actually the panel 6 in Emperor Kangxi's Southern Inspection Tour scroll. And from the name, we can infer that it definitely has some relationship to do with Emperor Qianlong's Southern Inspection. So actually, they are painting the same subject. And based on the history, they share a close link between each other.
Yeah.对，这是《康熙南巡图》的局部。然后，我觉得这个其实康熙皇帝就是这部纪录片的导演和男主角。
So this is actually a zoom in of the Emperor Kangxi's Southern Inspection Tour, and I think he is actually the director as well as the protagonist in this painting.
那么我们要讲一讲康熙和乾隆之间的关系。康熙呢，他是乾隆的祖父。作为一个精力非常旺盛的帝王，他统治了中国61年，有35个儿子和97位皇孙。
So Kangxi is actually Qianlong's grandfather as a very active emperor, with ruling years for 61 years. He has 35 sons and 97 grandsons.
所以要在如此庞大而且等级森严的皇室家庭中引起祖父的注意呢，就需要相当的出色。而乾隆皇帝从幼年时就表现出了过人的机敏，并且在12岁的时候被皇祖接进宫中抚养，由此呢，与皇祖之间建立起了一种异乎寻常的感情，这成为康熙皇帝传位于乾隆皇帝父亲雍正的重要原因。
So if you want to stand out in such a big family with a strict hierarchy, you have to be really outstanding. And Emperor Qianlong, actually, when he was young, he outsmarted most of his peers. At the age of 12, he was welcomed into the Forbidden City by his grandfather to raise him up.Therefore, between Qianlong and his grandfather Kangxi, there was an unusual relationship. That is also a very important reason why Emperor Qianlong passed his emperor position to Kangxi's father Yongzheng.
因此呢，乾隆皇帝继位以后呢，一直把敬天法祖作为自己的座右铭。进行南巡的重要理由呢，除了母亲的祝寿以外，也是效法祖父康熙皇帝。乾隆第一次南巡是在1751年，13年后的1764年，农历的4月初2，他前往皇寿殿拜谒先祖，而这里也是存放康熙南巡图的地方。之后的2天呢，他随即下令命令宫廷画家徐阳着手创作了《乾隆南巡图》。
So after Qianlong became the emperor, he set the motto as respecting God and abiding to ancients as his governing motto. So one of the important reasons to do Southern Inspection is because celebrate his mother's birthday. Another important reason is to abiding to his grandfather, Emperor Kangxi,its governing way. So the first inspection tour done by Qianlong was in 1751. 13 years later, in 1764, April 12th in the lunar year, he went to the Huangshou Palace to pay his respect to his ancestors. And the Huangshou Palace is actually the same place to reserve the painting of Emperor Kangxi's southern inspection tour scroll. So 2 days after that, Emperor Qianlong decided to ask the royal painter Xu Yang start to create the painting of Emperor Qianlong's southern inspection tour.
因此呢，乾隆南巡图是以康熙南巡图作为榜样是毫无疑问的。同样是采用了手卷的形式，同样将作品的体量呢定为12卷，同样是在京师出发第一卷，然后第12卷呢表现的是回銮紫禁城，使12卷作品呈现一个完整的闭合关系。
Therefore, there is no doubt that Emperor Qianlong's south inspection is actually inspired by Emperor Kangxi's inspection. The same art form, which is the traditional scroll, and the same 12 panels in the scroll. And the same, the first panel is about embarking a journey from the capital city. And the panel 12 is about returning to the forbidden city. So in that way, the overall 12 panels is demonstrating a complete circuit.
但是呢，和康熙南巡图最大的不同在于，乾隆皇帝不满足于仅仅作为这件宏大主题纪录片的导演和主演，他还要涉猎编剧的工作。如果说康熙南巡图相当于一部皇家纪实纪录片的话呢，乾隆南巡图则是一部介于纪录片和电影之间更着痕迹的历史图像。
And however, different from Emperor Kangxi's southern inspection, Emperor Qianlong is not satisfied from just being the director and a protagonist in this grand work. He also wants to be the scriptwriter. So if we can say Emperor Kangxi's southern inspection is a royal documentary, Emperor Qianlong's southern inspection is more like a combination between documentary and movie.
十二卷的图像呢，根据乾隆皇帝在南巡中所做的12首诗歌完成。也就是说，画家的创作首先要依据乾隆皇帝的诗歌，再结合南巡的史实。因此呢，乾隆南巡图是在乾隆皇帝剧本的编排之下，画家对诗意的理解和想象。它的叙事结构呢，也因此更加复杂。它包含了历史中的南巡、诗歌中的南巡和图像中的南巡三个维度。
Therefore, the 12 panels in the scroll was actually based on 12 poems written by Emperor Qianlong during the southern inspection, which means the priority of the thing painter is based on is based on the Emperor Qianlong's poems first, and then you can combine the history fact of the southern inspection.Therefore, the Emperor Qianlong's southern inspection is actually written, is a script written by Emperor Qianlong. And then the painter can have his own understanding or imagination based on the meaning of his poems.
乾隆南巡图呢有两个版本，材质不同，皆为12卷。始于1764年，最早的版本为绢本，耗时6年完成。1771年，徐阳再次受命，用5年的时间完成了12卷纸本的乾隆南巡图。12个长卷，长度从9.15米到21.72米不等，表现了第一次南巡图中的12个重要场景。这部南巡纪录片的编剧、导演和男主角呢，都是乾隆皇帝本人。
Therefore, it has a more complicated narrative structure. It has 3 dimensions, southern inspection in history, southern inspection in poem, and southern inspection in the image. And this painting actually has 2 versions with different materials, but they all contain 12 panels. The first one was actually painted on the silk in 1764. It took 6 years to complete the whole painting. And in the year of 1771, the painter Xu Yang received this task again, spent 5 years to complete the Emperor Qianlong's southern inspection tour scroll on the paper, also containing 12 panels. So those 12 panels, the length from 9.15 meters to 21.72 meters, demonstrating the whole 12 important scenes during Qianlong's first southern inspection tour.
乾隆呢，其实是他的年号，他是满族人，他的全名叫做爱新觉罗弘历。 他统治下的中国是当时世界上版图最大、国力最强盛的国家，同时呢，他也是实际中国历史上统治时间最长的帝王，60年作为皇帝，将近4年的时间作为太上皇。他之所以要禅位的原因呢，也是因为他的祖父康熙在位61年，前面提到了，为了表示对先祖的尊敬，所以他就只能做太上皇。
So Qianlong's name was actually the ring title as an emperor for him. His real name is Aixinjieluo Hongli. So the China under his governance was the biggest and strongest country in the world at that time. At the meantime, he is actually the emperor who governs China for the longest time, 60 years as the emperor and 4 years as the emperor's father.The reason why he gave away his ring to become the emperor's father is because his grandfather, Emperor Kangxi, governed China for about 61 years. So to show, as I mentioned before, so to show his respect to the ancestors, his time of being emperor cannot be longer than his grandfather.
满族呢是发源于中国北部地区白山黑水之间的游牧民族，它是女真族的后裔。乾隆皇帝呢就是满族人，擅长骑射，皇帝也不例外。他在位期间呢一直夸耀自己四处征战的十全武功，同时呢他还是一位这个谙熟汉文化的帝王，也是中国历史上留下诗作最多的人，高达40000多首。虽然呢也有研究者指出其中不乏臣子的代笔之作，但是第一次南巡的112天时间里，他就创作了219首诗歌，平均是每天2首。
So Manchu is actually a region from northern East China. It is a nomad, the descendants of Nüjin, ethnic minority. So this nomad is really good at riding horses and archery, as well as the emperor himself. So when Emperor Qianlong being emperor, he was always showing off his 10-4 achievements to participating in the wars everywhere. At the same time, he is also an emperor who is really familiar with Han, which is another ethnic majority group in China, with Han culture. He is the person who left the most poems in Chinese history. The number is about 40,000 poems. Although some researchers has pointed out that maybe some of his ministries or some scholars work for him has helped him to write those poems for him. Only the first self-inspection tour during those 112 days, Emperor Qianlong created more than 219 poems. So on average, 2 poems a day.
同时呢，他精于会试，热衷收藏。乾隆时期的内府收藏达到了历代之最，单书画一项呢就超过了15000件。
At the same time, he's also good at narratives and really has a passion for collection. So during Qianlong's time, the royal collection has reached the peak of all the dynasties. Only calligraphies and paintings, are more than 15,000 items.
由于乾隆时期呢是清代的鼎盛时期，乾隆的统治又几乎贯穿了整个18世纪，所以呢，他无疑是整个18世纪中国最伟大的帝王。同时，他还是一个多才多艺、生动有趣的文人。用现在的语汇来说，他是一个非常爱秀的皇帝。
So, basically, Qianlong's reign time is the peak time of Qing Dynasty, and his governance actually is lasting from the whole 18th century. Of no doubt, he is the greatest emperor in the 18th century in China. But at the same time, he's also a very talented and lovely scholar.So therefore, using the terms we are using now, he's an emperor who likes to show off, who really likes to do PDA. So,
yeah. 表现古代帝王闲暇生活的这种人物画呢，被称为行乐图。现在呢，大家看到的是乾隆的行乐图，这是他，这个是他 这个是他少年时代的彩之图，然后这个是他和爸爸的合影，雍正皇帝，这是雍正皇帝，这是乾隆，都是他青年时代的合影。这个是平安春信，这个梅花代表一种王权的更替，就是爸爸要传位于他。
So those paintings actually describing the personal life of Emperor Qianlong. In Qing Dynasty, paintings describing Emperor's personal life, we call them 行乐图, traveling of, and amusing kind of painting. So the left one is called the 采芝 painting, and the right one is actually Qianlong and his father, Yongzheng. So in Yongzheng's hand, you can see he is holding a plum blossom.So the plum blossom actually represents he's going to give the emperor this position to his son.
嗯，这个是乾隆的写字像，也是打扮成古代的文人形象。嗯
，So this is a painting describing Qianlong with writing, and in this painting, you can see the emperor actually dressed up as a scholar.
这个是乾隆官画图。
This painting is Emperor Qianlong appreciating a painting.
这个很特别的是乾隆皇帝的这个扮相，他戴的是中国非常有特点的宋代的东坡金。这个是由宋代的大学士苏东坡发明的一种这个当时的一种帽子。然后呢，这个画里边大家可以看到乾隆正在欣赏古画，然后呢，这个还这个鉴赏古董，就是宣扬他这个收藏家的身份。
So this painting is actually quite interesting because the emperor is wearing a hat called Dongpo scarf, Dongpo hat. So Dongpo is Su Dongpo. Dongpo is from Su Dongpo. Su Dongpo is a very famous scholar, great scholar in Song Dynasty. So the emperor is wearing a scholar's hat, and as well he is appreciating his collections, those ancient paintings he collected before.
这个是他的那个元宵行乐图，这件行乐图里面呢，他也是就和前面的一样，他都打扮成前代的文人的形象。这里面还出现了他的两个儿子，就是站在旁边的这两位是他的儿子。
So this painting is called the traveling and entertaining in during the Latin festival. So.The same with all the paintings we appreciated before. Emperor Qianlong again dressed up like a scholar. And we can see his two sons actually in this painting standing beside him.
这个呢是叫十一十二图，就是你不用翻译 one or two， 它是里面有两个他自己，所以是两个他自己的意思。那么这个画呢，它的灵感来自于哪里呢？来自于宋代的一张画，他非常喜欢。这张画里边有两个相主，就是画的画主出现了两次，乾隆很喜欢，他一生画了四张这个画，从青年中年到老年，他都不断的就是有一种哲学的意味不断的在追问在里面。
So this painting is called My Two Selves. So in this painting there are two Emperor Qianlongs. This painting is actually inspired from this painting from an ancientanother ancient painters about 10th century. So, Emperor Qianlong really loves this painting and got inspired from this painting from teenager years to until he's getting very old, because he believed he got some philosophical inspirations from painting two selves in the same painting.
这张是乾隆的观阅图，然后赏阅图。这张赏阅图的灵感呢，是来自于当时的宫廷画家画了冷梅，画了一张赏阅图。然后乾隆很喜欢这个构图，就要求把这个画中人的脸替换成他自己。
So this painting was called Emperor Qianlong appreciating the moonlight. This actually inspired from this.Painting. This painting was painted by another royal painter called Leng Mei at that time, and Qianlong really loved this painting and liked the whole composition. So he required that replace the original face with his own face in this new painting.
对，大家看到了这种行乐图呢，其实基本上是 不是真实存在的，是皇帝想象中自己想要拥有的生活。他从青年时代开始就自己在扮演各种行乐图，喜欢把自己打扮成古代身份的文人、超脱的高士，甚至佛陀。这些灵感的来源很多是前代的主题，他对这种换脸的穿越的游戏乐此不疲。
So actually, we can from that we can actually see traveling and amusing paintings are not documenting the real royal life. It's more like the imagination life of the emperor. What I imagine I will live like this. So from emperor's Qianlong's teenager years, young man. So he has this imagination, imagine himself to be scholar or to be some master or maybe some from a monk believes in Buddhism. That's all kind of inspired from the old art subjects as well. So using like trendy words, we can say Emperor Qianlong is really into changing faces or traveling across the time.
乾隆皇帝的复杂性和丰富性呢，也使他成为现代影视剧、戏说和杜撰的宠儿。以他为主角主角的历史剧和宫廷剧呢，层出不穷。我想如果你们有兴趣的话，可以去追这两年在中国很热播的这是两部宫廷剧，叫《延禧攻略》和《如懿传》。虽然有这种过度消费乾隆皇帝的嫌疑，但是可以使你们很直观地感受到乾隆皇帝是一个鲜活生动的人，而非仅仅是一个高高在上被神化的君王。
So we can say Emperor Qianlong is actually a very interesting person with a certain amount of complicity. Because of that, he is always be the center of modern Chinese TV dramas to do all kinds of parodies. If you are interested in this emperor and his personal life, I have two recommendations of Chinese TV shows for you, royal TV shows. One is named called Story of Yanxi Palace, 延禧攻略. Another is called Rui's Royal Love in the Palace, 如懿传. So although those two TV dramas is suspicious of over-consuming this historical figure, but from watching the shows, you can experience, enjoy a more lively character instead of a really in a high position, not really like far away emperor.
《乾隆南巡图》呢，从219首乾隆皇帝在第一次南巡中所作的诗作中挑选了12首作为创作主题，所以呢是所谓的诗意图。
So Emperor Qianlong's Southern Inspection Tour scroll picked 12 poems from the overall 219 poems he wrote during the tour as the art subject for the creation. So in that way, we can call them the paintings based on the poem meanings.
这十二卷的那个主题呢，就是我列在这里，因为我觉得你们看起来可能会比我念更快，大约就是从刚才说的启闭京师过德州，渡黄河，检阅黄淮的河宫，金山放船之礁山，驻跸姑苏，也就苏州，入浙江境到嘉兴的烟雨楼，然后从烟雨楼他就开始折返，然后驻跸杭州，嘉兴拜耶大禹庙，然后在江宁，也就现在的南京去阅兵，然后顺河而及呢黎州登陆，最后回到紫禁城。这个顺序基本上是延续了南巡的线路设计，以水路为主，汉路为辅。
So I have listed the whole 12 scrolls, of the whole painting. The one entering Zhejiang, visiting the Pavilion of Mist and Rain, that's the returning point of the emperor. And there's one inspection of troops at Jiangning. Jiangning is Nanjing now in China, it's a different name. So we can say this inspection order basically follows the design of the real inspection tour. The major transportation will be using the waterway and assisted by the overland route.
这个就是标注了十二幅对应的具体的地点大约的。
And on this map, I've marked up the 12 different panels where did they really happen in the real map.
客观来说呢，乾隆的南巡是一次奢华的旅行。但是那个南 扬州地区的盐商的捐赠呢，就超过了100万两，也就是50000公斤白银。提前一年呢，派遣先遣大臣到中国的南方去勘察，沿途计划行宫和驿站，遮马舟船，动用了超过6690多只的马匹，行程呢近4个月，大臣呢、嫔妃、各类随行人员超过2500人。
So, subjectively, this salad inspection tour is actually a very luxurious travel. Only the salt merchants in Yangzhou area, their donation has been more than a million liang silver. So a million liang silver is like 50,000 kilograms of real silver at that time. A year and a half ahead, the emperor sent his ministries to China, southern China, to do the inspection, design the stopping point, and design the whole itinerary. The whole trip has used about 6,690 horses. The whole duration of time was 4 months, 112 days. Ministers and the concubines, all the people in the fellowship, has been more than 2,500 people.
乾隆皇帝在1749年南巡之前颁布的诏书和南巡的诗作给出的南巡的理由是大致相同的。这个是刚才前面请大家看过的，这两个的理由呢，大家可以看一下，是大致相同的，都有几点：孝敬60大寿的皇太后，效法先祖康熙皇帝，应南方民众旺信的要求，以及体察民情。他呢，可谓为自己的这个公费旅游找了一堆冠冕堂皇的理由，规避掉了个人主义、奢侈享乐的痕迹。
So from both the paperwork from the emperor before the trip, all the poems he actually wrote during the trip, we can find those reasons why he was doing this inspection. The first one will be celebrate the empress dowager's 60-year-old birthday. Second one will be pay the respect to Emperor Kangxi. Third one will be ask the demand from the people, the common people in the southern China to visit them. And the fourth one will be inspect the common people's life, show his concerns. So we can see he actually finds lots of fancy reasons for his junket tour and avoid this individual luxurious splurging and to emphasizing on the royal luxury, royal fabulous.
尽管大多数的研究者认为呢，促使乾隆皇帝南巡的最重要的原因是他对中国江南地区秀美景色和富庶繁华的向往，但这些理由是不会进入正史和图绘记载的。进入正史和形成图像记录的南巡呢，必须是可以为乾隆皇帝明君圣主和文化巨人形象加分的。皇帝既要塑造圣明的形象，又要避免圣明变成一种奢华。
So we can say, the real reason for emperor to do this inspection, sound inspection, is because he's really looking forward. He's really like into those rich and fruitful life in southern China, because at the time it has better economic development. But of course, that reason cannot be recorded in the official documents of the reason why he is doing that, because he wants to establish himself as a giant figure in history, in culture, and to be a really good emperor with strong governance skills.
因此呢，南巡必须是仁孝之旅，是关注国计民生之旅，而非为了个人的奢靡享受。贪图奢侈享受呢，是昏君的特质。
Therefore, the Saudi inspection tour must be symbolized with being kind and being obedient. It can't be just an emperor's based on his personal desire to splurge. It must be something to show that he is a good emperor, to show his concern and care for his common people.
乾隆皇帝的文图努力都在小心翼翼地避免公众将南巡与其奢侈建立关联和联想。
So all the efforts made by the emperor is to prevent the common people to have any, to establish any links between his extravagant life and his southern inspection tour.
乾隆皇帝在25岁继位，但是40岁才第一次去南巡。南巡似乎在他心中已经酝酿已久，但是为什么要付诸行动，要等待那么久呢？
So, Qianlong became emperor in 25, and he did his first inspection tour at the age of 40. So, if he has had this longing for southern China for such a long time, why did he wait that long to do this inspection?
原因在于在乾隆执政初期呢，雍正皇帝任命的满汉辅佐大臣鄂尔泰和张廷玉呢，形成了两派强大的势力，牵制着年轻的皇帝。直到1749年鄂尔泰去世，同年呢，张廷玉告老还乡，乾隆才开始了朝纲独断的时代。他在同年宣布准备南巡。南巡之于乾隆皇帝，并不是一次普通的帝王巡幸，而是带有仪式感的旅程，宣示着真正意义上乾隆时代的来临。
So, Emperor Yongzheng, before he passed his royal emperor position to Kangxi, he also assigned the other two old ministries to assist young emperor to govern the country. One is called Er Tai.Another minister is called Zhang Tingyu. So Er Tai passed away in 1749. And at the same year, another minister, Zhang Tingyu, also announced his retirement from assisting the emperor. At the same year, emperor decided that I can make my own decision. And the first decision, and then this year I'm going to do a southern inspection tour. So this inspection tour is not only a simple, the emperor is doing inspection of his common people. It's actually a ceremony. It announces the real time, the Qianlong era really arrives based on this tour.
《乾隆南巡图》的作者呢是宫廷画家徐阳。有趣的是，徐阳呢原来是苏州的画家，他正是在乾隆第一次南巡图中进画，得到了进献画作，博得了皇帝的好感，从而进入宫廷画院供职的。相较于普通的宫廷画师呢，他是文人出身，有良好的文化修养。南巡图上每卷都有他的名款，十二卷的结尾处呢还有小楷的书法题跋。讲述自己受命创作的过程，赞美圣明君主的圣明。
So the painter Xu Yang himself is actually a painter from Suzhou. He was discovered by the emperor during the emperor's first southern inspection tour, and his painting was really liked by the emperor, and the emperor decided to recruit him into the royal painting school to.Paint this inspection tour scroll. So compared with other painters, Xu Yang is more like a scholar. He has a better base in Chinese literature. And so on each panel, we can see Xu Yang's seal, Xu Yang's stamp on the painting. And in the very end of the painting, he actually had a calligraphy work describing how Emperor Qianlong is such a good emperor and how he's honored to receive this task.
同时在受命创作乾隆南巡图的前一年，他还完成了江南万姓图。此前他还画过表现杭州繁华的盛世滋生图。这两件作品呢，也都是长篇巨制。他们成为乾隆选择这个徐阳来创作南巡图的这个重要原因，也为南巡图的创作做了铺垫和基础。
So before painting this assignment from the emperor, painter Xu Yang actually has two other paintings. One is Jiangnan Wanxing painting, another is 盛世滋生 painting. So it's all describe the grand occasion, the grand scenery in a peaceful, glorious time. That two work build Xu Yang up for receiving this task from the emperor and become a really important factor of why emperor is choosing Xu Yang to paint the inspection scroll.
满族帝王呢，他凡事要亲力亲为的勤勉态度呢，反映在清代宫廷绘画的创作中呢，是对绘画的创作从题材选择到布斯构局到稿本都要逐一审查，提出细致具体的要求和修改意见。
So the emperor during Qing Dynasty, Manchu emperor, they have this attitude of I'm doing everything by myself. So that kind of set a standard for how to paint those royal paintings, from the subject to the whole creation concept, to the composition of the painting, even to the calligraphy script. It has to be really sophisticatedly considered and designed in details.
乾隆南巡图绢本的创作呢是六年，它的创作过程是分卷作画，皇帝传旨发布创作具体卷数的指令，然后画家徐阳呢印纸完成画稿承揽，待皇帝提出修改意见后呢，审核通过后才能着手绘制正式的作品。因此呢，从稿本到正本的修改过程，不仅体现了乾隆皇帝的艺术趣味，而且折射出他在图像历史中对个人形象的预期。
So the silk version of the inspection tool actually took 6 years. The whole process can be described as follows, as below. First, you have to, the emperor is giving requests on how many panels I'm going to have in the whole painting. And the painter Xu Yang will start to prepare the draft for the painting. And then the emperor will do a careful review of the draft. And then after the review passed, got approved by the emperor, Xu Yang can officially start to paint the scroll. So from this process, from the draft revising to the official work, we can clearly see the aesthetic value of the emperor, and we can also have a feeling of what kind of personal image he is expecting himself to demonstrate in the official work.
所以呢，乾隆南巡图的创作呢，它不仅是展现了画家在创作上的努力，而且是画家与皇帝之间的互动，同时还有作为赞助人的皇帝对于这幅画的预期。这种预期包含了乾隆对南巡这一事件的个人评价，以及他本人希望通过此图表现出来的圣明天子形象。这种形象可能是真实的乾隆形象，也可能是他个人想象并力图塑造的一种形象。
So from this painting, we can see the efforts from the painter, we can see the interaction between the painter and the emperor himself, and we can also see the anticipation from the emperor. We can see what personal comments he will give himself in those paintings, and what kind of image as emperor he wants to tell his common people. And this image as emperor can be true,or it can be imaginary or fake.
尽管乾隆南巡图有乾隆皇帝刻意设计的个人形象，但是他在表现十八世纪的中国城市乡村的社会风貌和景致方面是相当写实的，可以作为 较为令人信服的历史研究的图像资料。原因呢，不仅在于清代对于纪实绘画的偏爱，还在于画家徐阳出身于羽图绘制世家，他在苏州时就参与了城市羽图的制作，进入清宫后呢，又接触了到了这个外国传教士画家的焦点透视画法，因此他能够在客观的表现世貌风情方面驾轻就熟。
So actually we can't just for sure like the empress demonstrating a real self, but from the painting, we can also see what the city or the suburb looked like in 18th century, and that is more reliable, providing a more reliable documentary information. So, because during Qing Dynasty, people really have a preference to paint those documentary style paintings, especially for the painter himself, Xu Yang. He is actually from a family painting maps as a living. And when he was young, he used to participate in painting the maps of Suzhou city. And also after being recruited into the Qing Dynasty Royal Painting School. He learned how to do focus perspective from the Western missionary painters working in the Royal Painting School at that time. And so overall, he can form a quite subjective documentary way of painting his painting.
大家在惊叹十八世纪中国高度的商业化的同时，可能还会有两个疑问。第一个疑问可能会是刚才会想说，既然是奉太后南巡，那么太后在哪里？
So and by watching this painting, the audience may also have other two questions. The first question is, if one of the reasons to celebrate the Empress Dowager's birthday, so where is the Empress Dowager?
纵观呢，这十二卷作品，其实太后并不是真实可见的。虽然号称是奉母承欢，但实际上编剧乾隆并没有给太后安排很多引人入胜的画、引人瞩目的画面情节。
So, say like appreciating the hotel panels of this painting, the Empress Dowager herself.It's not really real and visible. Although one of the reasons is to be obedient to his mother and make her happy, but actually the script writer, Emperor Qianlong, didn't arrange any obvious or outstanding plots based on his mother, Empress Dowager.
观众只能通过呢这些人抬着的轿辇，还有这个御舟，以及这个说祝寿的戏台，因为这里他们拿了寿桃，通过这些细节呢去想象和感受这位不可见的太后的存在。
So from other details we can see the existence of this actually invisible Empress Dowager. So from the big transport they are using carried by 16 people, and from thoseBig boat, and also in one of the painting, some servants actually carrying the birthday peach. So birthday peach is actually a symbol of celebrating birthday.
乾隆的生母呢，钮祜禄氏呢，不是他父亲的正妻。按照皇室的要求，乾隆的幼年和青年几乎没有和生母生活在一起。直到乾隆登上皇位，才追封自己的生母为雍正的皇后，并尊为孝圣皇太后，也就是重庆皇太后。
So, actually, the biological mother of Emperor Qianlong, the name is Niuhulu, is not the principal wife of his father. So, based on the royal standards, royal antics. When Qianlong was young, or when he was a teenager, he can't spend the time with his biological mother together. Until Qianlong became the emperor, he gave the title to his biological mother as the formal empress of his father Yongzheng, and also gave the title of the Empress Dowager of Shaosheng, or another will be Empress Dowager of Chongqing.
因为没有亲自抚养的感情基础，乾隆对于母亲的忠孝之情不是自然情感的流露，更多是受到儒家教育的影响。
So because they didn't spend time together when he was young, so this being filial and being obedient to his mother, this kind of emotion is not a natural emotional demonstration. It's more under the influence of the Confucius education.
作为一个酷爱诗歌创作的人，他早期的诗集中没有一首写给生母的诗。或许是因为他的生母地位不够高，也或许是因为没有任何的感情基础。
So as a person who loves writing poems that much, in his early work, there is not a single one poem written to his biological mother. Maybe because his mother, the status is not very high in the royal palace, or maybe because there is no emotion base like spending time together.
而乾隆登基以后呢，情况发生了逆转。重庆皇太后呢，在《乾隆朝实录》和《起居注》中扮演着重要的角色。皇帝每天头等的要务就是给母亲请安或派人请安。关于太后的记载虽多，但却都是关于皇帝孝敬母亲礼仪的流水账，缺乏母子之间情真意切的诗文。 皇太后基本上成为塑造皇帝孝子形象的道具人物，而非一位皇帝真心热爱的母亲。
So after Qianlong became the emperor, there is a sharp turn of the situation. The empress, Dowager Xiao Sheng, has played a very important role in documenting the royal life during Qianlong's reign. So the priority of the emperor every day, the daily routine, is to pay respect to his mom, to say, or send someone to say hello to his mom. So recalls on the empress dowager, there's a lot, but they are all journals of how the emperor is being obedient and to his mom in Confucius manners. However, there is a lack of recording the real emotion, the real emotional interaction between the mother and the son. So the biological mother of the emperor basically becomes a tool figure to help Emperor Qianlong establish himself as an obedient son in Confucius culture, instead of a mom who is truly and sincerely beloved by his son.
观众对于画面的第二个疑问可能在于为什么有如此多关于水的画面。他第一次南巡的乾隆第一次南巡呢，以水路为主是客观的事实。除了对水路进行表现外呢，还有很多是与河工相关。
So the second question from the audience on the painting probably is why there are so many paintings about water?It is true that during the first inspection tour, the transportation, the major way is taking the waterway. However, besides that, there are also a lot of paintings about water projects.
古代的河工呢，是指修筑堤坝、开凿河道的治河工程，且多指治理的黄河。乾隆南巡图十二卷画作中呢，有四卷与河工相关。分别是第二卷渡黄河古道，第三卷渡过黄河和第四卷训示河工，以及第十一卷清口水治。
So the river project in the ancient time basically refers to building dams or opening waterways. And at most occasions, it refers to the building dams around the Yellow River.So in the 12 panels of this painting, there are four panels relevant to the water project, namely the panel two, crossing the old waterway of Yellow River, panel three, cross the Yellow River, panel four, giving instructions to the dam builders,And panel 11, journals written by the side of 清口水。
第九卷，乾隆皇帝拜谒大禹庙，虽然没有直接表现河工，但是也在间接宣示皇帝对河工的重视。因为大禹呢，不仅是中国历史上记载的第一位皇帝，同时也是以治河闻名的于氏的帝王。乾隆皇帝以大禹为榜样呢，自然要选要也要重视河工，由此建立自己与古代圣贤君主之间的关联，塑造自己的明君形象。
So the panel 9 is about visiting 大禹 temple. Although this one doesn't directly tell the story about water project or water project workers, but it's indirectly demonstrate the emperor's passion and the emphasis put on water subjects. Because 大禹 is the first emperor recorded in Chinese history. He is also famous for regulating the water projects at his time. So take大禹 as his own example. Emperor Qianlong naturally has to show his emphasis on water project. Therefore, he can establish a link between him and the ancient great empress, so help him to demonstrate a great empress image.
而实际上呢，乾隆第一次南巡时并未把河工作为巡幸的最重要原因。112天的旅程中，在河工停留的时间不到10天， 他所写的210首御诗当中呢，关于和宫的仅有17首。和宫呢，就像是南巡途中捎带浏览的项目。
But actually, during the first 1,000 inspection tour, 乾隆 didn't consider inspecting the water project as the major reason. So the whole duration of the travel is 112 days. He only stopped at the water project for less than 10 days. And among all the 219 poems written about Southern inspection, about water projects, there were only 17 poems.About that. So at first, the visiting water project is like a bonus package involved in this whole extravagant inspection tour.
但是随着时间的推移和认识的提高，关系到国计民生的和宫开始在乾隆的头脑中占有了重要的地位。到了13年后，开始绘制反映南巡的纪录片《乾隆南巡图》时，他的思路发生了改变。和宫已经成为超过庆祝皇太后60寿诞、法祖官民、查民省方这些理由，被作为第一次南巡最首要的任务来加以表现。乾隆皇帝通过南巡图重构了南巡盛景，在这卷看似纪实的长卷纪录片中，他巧妙地把自己塑造成一位重视和宫的圣明君主，而非一位渴望游览江南名山大川的贪玩皇帝。
So, but with time passing by, and with his reign as emperor get mature, he realized that water project is actually very crucial.To the whole country's life, and he starts to put emphasis on the water project. So 13 years later, when he started to prepare this documentary reflecting the history effect of his Southern inspection tour, there is something changing in his mind. So surpassing the original intention to celebrate the birthday, he set the water project.Project inspection as the major purpose of doing this inspection. He was talking about using the ancestors' way to show care for the people, or you inspect the common people and you do self-reflections of your own governing approach. So those things are set as the priorities to be shown in this painting. So we can see he actually reconstructs the whole.Inspection tour and establish himself as a great emperor, emphasizing on the importance of the water project instead of an indulged emperor who just wants to traveling around the good water, good mountains to enjoy the fun of traveling.
刚才我快速放的呢是12卷中每卷出现的这个乾隆的局部，大家可以看到乾隆他出发的时候是农历的正月13，是冬天，然后呢不是冬天，是春天，刚刚立春之后，但是气温还很低，他穿着冬装，但是到最后3卷的时候那个时候戴着冬帽，就是貂皮的帽子，到后面的时候已经换上了夏帽，就像喇叭口的这种竹子做的，然后外面用那个布缠起来的帽子，应该这边，就是他已经很长的这个旅行，从春走到夏，到回去的时候已经是夏天了。
So I just showed you the zoom in perspective describe the emperor himself in those paintings. We can see when he embarked this journey from the capital city, it is January 13 in the lunar year. It is early spring, it's still quite cold, and he is wearing those fur hat to keep his head warm. And in the last three panels, he is actually wearing the hat made from bamboos and other fabrics. So we can see the whole time duration he has been traveling from the early spring to the midsummer.
现代博物馆的展陈条件呢，改变了传统的中国卷轴画的欣赏方式，观众可以随意选择自己感兴趣的画面进行深入解读。通过乾隆南巡图的第一卷呢，澳洲的观众可以领略到18世纪东方大国的富庶繁华，同时呢，南巡图也为我们提供了解读南巡历史的更多维度，在历史上的南巡、 文字中的南巡之外呢，乾隆南巡图亲自编导主演了12集的南巡图像纪录片。
So nowadays, the exhibiting conditions in modern museum has changed the way how we appreciate those traditional scroll paintings. The audience can flexibly choose any part they are interested in to read in depth. So from appreciating the scroll one of Emperor Qianlong's South Inspection Tour scroll, the audience from Australia can have a closer look to the rich and the splendid scenery in the 18th century in China. And as I mentioned before, this painting has provided us with more than one dimensions to read this part of history. Besides, Southern Inspection in history, Southern Inspection in the world, there is also a Southern Inspection documentary directed and acted by Emperor Qianlong himself in 12 episodes.
尽管我们永远无法触及到所谓的真实历史，我们却能够触及到文字历史。很大程度上，我们选择接受它更接近真实的历史。诸如乾隆南巡图这样的纪实绘画，宣称他们客观地描绘了历史，即所谓的图像历史，探讨真实历史、文字历史和图像历史之间微妙的关系，是我所感兴趣的。希望对你们欣赏艺术作品和图像历史时也会有所启发。
Although we can never touch the so-called real history, we can have a glimpse of the written history, and to a large degree, we would like to accept the fact that it is very close to the real history. The documentary-style painting like Qianlong Inspection Tour claims that it subjectively describes history or image history. So I'm really interested in discussing the subtle relationship among real history, written history, and image history. And I also hope that my speech today can really inspire you when you appreciate those artwork or comprehend those image histories.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for coming to the event today. Of course, next week, the Historical Expression of Chinese Art, Calligraphy and Painting from the National Museum of China. This exhibition will open on the 5th of April and run through until the 23rd of July. So we encourage you all to come and enjoy the exhibition, to view the scroll and an exciting animation of the scroll in the exhibition as well. So thank you all very much.
展览叫做中国艺术表达书法与绘画，展览时间是从4月5号到6月23号，鼓励大家到时候能来欣赏这个展览，包括其中展出的长卷和一些动画的现代化的表达。谢谢大家。
The National Museum of Australia in Canberra explores what it means to be Australian through our permanent galleries, exhibitions, public programs and the National Historical Collection.Find out more about the museum at nma.gov.au or download more audio programs from nma.gov.au/audio.